Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. 2014 Washington Seminar. This notice comes to the Braille Monitor, courtesy of Diane McGeorge. The 2014 Washington Seminar will be held on Monday, January 27 through January 30, 2014. As in previous years, it will be held at the Holiday Inn Capitol at 550 C Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20024. The Great Gathering Inn will be Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the Columbia Room on the first floor of the Holiday Inn Capitol and will adjourn at 7 p.m. Legislative appointments should be made for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the Senate and House office buildings. Meetings for NFB members to review the legislative progress and provide guidance will occur Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Room rates at the Holiday Inn Capitol are $177 for single, double, triple, or quad rooms with a 14.5% tax per night. Please do not contact the hotel to make your reservations. To make your reservation, you may call 303-778-1130, extension 219, or email Lisa Bonderson at lbonderson@cocenter.org. Room reservations must be made by December 17, 2013. If you wish to have room space for meetings prior to or during the seminar, please have those requests into Lisa Bonderson by December 17, 2013. National Federation of the Blind, Deafblind Division launches Operation Outreach. The Deafblind Division has been hard at work since the National Convention, putting together a plan to advance our deafblind projects. Before the 2014 convention, the division intends to 1. Identify more people with deafblind issues. 2. Ensure that all eligible people are aware of and have applied for equipment under the ICANN Connect program. 3. Help people with deafblind concerns communicate with each other. 4. Encourage membership in the NFB. 5. Ensure interested deafblind citizens understand the resources available to them. They may need guidance in working with the agencies responsible to provide their services. To make all this happen, we need two things. First, we need the help and support of every state affiliate. Second, we would appreciate names, addresses, and email addresses so we can make contact to determine the level of interest on the part of each deafblind individual in each state affiliate. We want to keep it simple. We have been fortunate that members of the Deafblind Division have stepped forward and have offered their assistance and dedication to Operation Outreach. The board could not have done this without their support. We need every helping hand. We have been excited by the progress we have received so far. People are starting to take notice of the deafblind and their issues. Each member of the Deafblind Division who is participating in Operation Outreach has been given the names of state affiliate presidents to contact. Affiliate presidents now have the opportunity to name a person to be committee chair for their affiliates, keep in contact with the Deafblind Division, and be responsible for Operation Outreach in their state, as well as assisting the affiliate in establishing a committee and eventually a division in that state. At this time, all 50 state affiliates have been contacted. All affiliate presidents who were present at the National Convention were given introductory letters introducing them to Operation Outreach. They were then contacted post-convention to establish a relationship with their National Deafblind Division contact person and to answer any questions they may have or discuss the logistics of establishing a committee in their state. Operation Outreach is a very important project for the NFB and the Deafblind Division. It will help to address the needs of the deafblind and ensure them equal access. As we say in the NFB Deafblind Division, we're changing what it means to be deafblind. Thank you to all who support Operation Outreach. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to contact us at any time. President Joe Nalty can be reached at 321-768-9500 or amnalty, A-M-N-A-U-L-T-Y, at AOL.com. Elected. The New York Association of Guide Dog Users held elections recently with the following results. President Jessica Snyder. First Vice President Margot Downey. Second Vice President Joyce Carrico. Secretary Treasurer Lucy Marr, and Member at Large Cheryl Echeverria. Blind author offers a book to change attitudes. There is a photo on the page, the caption, cover art for The Heart of Apple Butter Hill. Ever wish you could do something to make sighted people just get it? What would it take to create a quantum shift in the level of fear, pity, low expectations, and negativity regularly displayed by the sighted world? Try giving them a good story for the holidays like The Heart of Apple Butter Hill by Donna W. Hill. http://donnawhill.com. An adventure mystery for general audiences, it features a 14-year-old legally blind heroine. The Heart of Apple Butter Hill is not a coming-to-terms-with-blindness story. The adventure could have happened to a sighted kid. If the author, who was born legally blind, had been willing to write blindness out of the story, she wouldn't have had to self-publish it. The heart of Apple Butter Hill has received recommendations from professionals in the fields of education, rehabilitation, and the arts as a valuable resource for diversity, inclusivity, and anti-bullying initiatives in colleges and secondary schools. Recommenders include Louisiana School for the Blind Braille teacher and author Jerry Whittle, NFB Writers Division President and Chair of the NFB's Communications Committee, Robert Leslie Newman, Future Reflections Editor and Novelist Deborah Kent Stein, and Web Accessibility Expert Dr. Brian Wentz. You can read their comments at http://donnawhill.com/recommenders-of-the-heart-of-applebutter-hill-from-professionals-in-education-rehabilitation-the-arts. The holiday shopping season is upon us, and you have a great opportunity to influence public opinion, support a blind author, and share an exciting adventure mystery. The proceeds from The Heart of Apple Butter Hill provide Braille books for blind students. Throughout history, from Uncle Tom's Cabin and Oliver Twist to Roots and Children of a Lesser God, fiction has played a major role in enlightening the general public about social justice issues. The privacy and intimacy inherent in reading will provide a safe place for people to confront their own prejudice and to develop an intuitive understanding that blind people have valuable and unpredictable contributions to make in all aspects of life, as employees, students, co-workers, citizens, and friends. You may obtain a copy of this book from Amazon and or Bookshare. Buy, share, and read. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. To prospective NASA student interns with disabilities. NASA is looking to increase the number of students with disabilities pursuing science, technology, engineering, and math STEM careers through our internship programs. NASA has a 2% hiring goal for employment of people with disabilities, and internships are a good way to get experience. Students can apply for summer 2014 internships right this very minute. The deadline for submitting applications is Friday, March 14, 2014, and we will begin extending offers to students as early as Monday, February 3, 2014. We encourage you to apply early because the best opportunities are likely to be filled early. Plus, your likelihood of being selected decreases the longer you wait. You can register for an account anytime at the One-Stop Shopping Initiative, OSSI. NASA Internships, Fellowships, and Scholarships, NIFS, at http://intern.nasa.gov. However, students will not be able to see summer 2014 opportunities until November 1. Summer 2014 internships run from early June until early August for college students and from late June until early August for high school students. All student interns get paid. For example, last summer at Goddard, college students received a stipend of $6,000 and high school students $1,800. As an intern, you are responsible for your own housing. NASA internships for college and high school students are also offered during spring, fall, and year-long sessions through the OSSI website. NASA has internships for high school students and for rising freshmen through doctoral students in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math fields. A rising freshman is a high school student who has been accepted to an accredited institution of higher learning, i.e., a college or university, at the time of the internship. Applicants must be U.S. citizens with a minimum GPA of 3.0 for college and 3.0 for high school. However, applicants must understand that the competition for internships is keen. High school students must be at least 16 years old at the time the internship begins. Internships are available at all NASA centers nationwide. Students can submit a completed application, whether they apply to a specific opportunity or not. However, applying to opportunities has the advantage of allowing applicants to be considered by mentors who work in disciplines of interest and at a particular center. Applicants may apply to as many as 15 opportunities. For example, an opportunity having to do with the Solar Dynamics Observatory, SDO, will be at the Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland because SDO is located there. Not applying to an opportunity means that prospective interns will be hoping that a mentor happens to read their application rather than directing their applications to mentors in fields and at centers of interest. Students who are selected for summer internships will receive an offer letter by email sometime after February 3, 2014. They will then have 5 days to either accept or reject the offer through their OSSI NIFS account. The offer will automatically expire after 5 days if no action is taken. Please feel free to contact me for more information or help with applying. Kenneth A. Silberman, Esquire, Education Office Code 160, NASA GSFC Mail Stop 160, Greenbelt, Maryland 20771, Voice 301-286-9281, Email kenneth.silberman a.silberman, S-I-L-B-E-R-M-A-N, @nasa.gov. Email is preferred. Ski for Light is Alaska-bound. Applications are due November 2013. The 39th Annual Ski for Light International Week will be held in Anchorage, Alaska, from Sunday, February 23 through Sunday, March 2, 2014. Join over 200 active blind and sighted adults from across the U.S. and around the world who pair up for what many have called the experience of a lifetime. We will stay in downtown Anchorage at the Hilton Hotel and Conference Center and ski at nearby Kincaid Park. This year's event fee, including hotel accommodations for 7 days, all meals and other extras, will be $850. Financial stipends may be requested when completing the application, and applications are due this month. For more details and to submit your application, please visit the fully accessible website at www.sfl.org. If you need more information, please contact the Visually Impaired Participant Application Coordinator in Michigan, Linda Boos, 906-370-7541, or by email at lboose, L-B-O-O-S-E, @up.net. New Speak to Me Catalog. Give the gift that says something. Check out our new Fall-Winter 2013 catalog, packed with exciting gift-giving ideas. This catalog is focused on some of our newest arrivals, products that didn't appear in our summer catalog. We are introducing a special new category of products for those of you with mobile devices that need to take your sounds on the go. You'll find keyboards for your phone, headsets and earphones, and ways to charge and carry your books or music. Order early. This is the busiest time of the year for us. We want to make sure that all of your gift-giving desires are met with no disappointments if stock should become limited. Call us at 800-248-9965 or visit our website at http://www.speaktomecatalog.com to place an order online. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. For sale. I have several items for sale. First, a Packmate Classic with 40-cell braille display in good condition. The Packmate comes with a case. I am asking $1,700 plus shipping. Second, I have a Talking Maxi Aids Supercube clock for which I am asking $20 plus shipping. Next, I have a cigarette lighter charger for the Packmate and mini USB cable for flash drives and I'm asking $5 for each plus shipping. Last, I have 2 1-gigabyte compact flash Type 2 cards for which I'm asking $5 each or both for $10 plus shipping. Contact Jeff Rutkowski by phone at 651-756-8684 or using email at jrutkowski7@gmail.com. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution.